And we're going to continue our conversation about teen pregnancy in our regular segment, Behind Closed Doors. We talk about sensitive and sometimes uncomfortable issues. It only seemed right that if we wanted to talk about teens having babies, we talk to a teen experiencing the reality of being pregnant. I have a young lady here with me in our Washington studio. We're going to protect her identity and call her Micaiah since she is underage and does not have a parental guardian in her life at the moment. And we don't want to suggest that she speaks for all teens, but we do want to hear her story. So, Micaiah, welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm enjoying life.
How far along are you?
4 months.
4 months.
Yes.
And you're 17?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're in high school?
Yes.
Right? A junior, as I understand it. Now, Micaiah, I'm assuming that you know about birth control, right?
Yes.
So, tell me, how did this happen?
I wasn't really sure that I can get pregnant, so then it happened.
Did you want to get pregnant?
No, was not expecting it at all. No, at all. No. It was a shocker to me. Because mm-hmm. I thought I couldn't get pregnant at all.
So. Why did you think that?
Because we had an oops. It's like an oops. And I went to the doctor to see if I was pregnant, and I wasn't pregnant. So I thought, like, okay, I can't have kids. So then it happened.
What's an oops?
It's like when he forgot to put on a condom. So that's an oops.
He forgot to put one on.
Well, I think he just didn't put one on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ask him to put one on?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So you think this was an accident? Because some people might argue, and I don't mean to be mean, that if you really didn't want to get pregnant, you would have made sure he put that condom on.
No, I don't think it was an accident, but it's a blessing to know that I can't have kids. So it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you, are you and the baby's father still in communication? Are you still talking?
Yes.
And so forth? Any thoughts about getting married?
He had thoughts, but I don't know. Not for sure. It could be possible, but...
How old is he?
19.
He's 19. Did he want you to have a baby?
No, it wasn't expected. But he's happier than me.
He's happier than you?
Yes, he is.
Does he have any other children?
No.
Let me ask you this. If he didn't want you to have a baby, why didn't he be sure to use a condom?
I don't know. He probably thought the same thing because I told him I couldn't have kids for the first time. So that's probably why.
Do you think that deep down you really did want to? But you weren't using any other birth control other than condoms. Like, you weren't on the pill, you didn't use a diaphragm, no patch.
No.
How come?
Because I didn't have insurance, so I couldn't go to the hospital and get it.
So. You thought it was too expensive?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And so condoms were what you were using when you were using them?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this other question, if you don't mind, and I appreciate you hanging in here with me, but what about abstinence? Had you ever talked about that or thought about that, just not having sex at all until you're a little older?
I thought about it, but I couldn't wait, so.
You couldn't wait?
I couldn't wait. Mm-hmm. It would have been a good thought to wait. So, I couldn't wait.
You just really love him. You only just wanted to be with him, or?
No, it's not that.
You're just into him, or?
I am into him, but that wasn't it.
What is it?
I just couldn't wait. That was because he didn't really want to do it. He really didn't want to. He was shy. I was throwing myself at him to make him forgive him. So.
Why do you think?
Hormones. Hormones up.
And forgive me if this question may violate your own values. I don't know. But did you ever consider not going forward with the pregnancy?
I thought about it. But I don't believe in abortion. So if God intended you to get pregnant, to have a child, you should have it. That's why I get abortion.
Well, what's your plan? How do you think you're going to take care of this baby?
Me and him together, we can raise it. But I have support, a lot of support from him and my nurse and social worker. I have a lot of support from my sister. So,
what about your parents?
My father, he doesn't really know. He doesn't really, I'm not going to say he don't care, but he doesn't show a lot of support. My mother, she died. So, yeah, but okay.
So who's taking care of you?
Me.
You live on your own?
Yeah.
Isn't that hard enough?
Yes, it is. It's hard. But I can get through it.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you why you think that the teen pregnancy rate dropped, as it has been for so many years. Many fewer teenagers, kids your age, were having babies over the last 10 years, and now it's going in the other direction now. So first of all, I want to ask you both of those things. Why do you think that is? Why do you think fewer teenagers were having babies, and now why do you think it's turning out around a little bit?
I think teenage people having babies because, like, they fall into a trap. I'm not going to say it's a trap, but they fall into it with their lover. Some of them, my sister, she's a single parent. Her baby father left her with the baby when she was in hospital. So that was one reason why her baby father told her that she wanted to have a baby with him, and she just left. And my older sister was like that too, but he was locked up and he left her anyway. He tried to give her a homemade abortion, so he tried to kill her. So that was just too much.
McKay, I'm thinking, given that example, if you really didn't want to get pregnant, some people might argue that you saw your two older sisters go through some situations that were difficult for them.
Right.
Very painful. But you might have tried harder to protect yourself.
Right.
Why do you think you didn't?
I'm not going to say that I didn't protect myself. It's just that if I was going to have a child, it would have been a blessing to me because I didn't think I could really have kids. Or if I did have kids, I would end up dying or something. So it would be a blessing.
What about college? Had you hoped to go to college? Do you think you had planned to go? You're still planning to go
to college.
How do you think you're going to manage it?
It's possible. My mother did it. My mother had her first. She got pregnant when she was 13. So she had to drop out of high school and had my brother. And then she got pregnant again. And she was like 17. Then from then, she kept having kids. She had up to 10 kids, but one died. So, like around, it was me or my sister. She went back to school. She went to high school. She graduated from, she got her degree from UDC. And then from there, she went working. She did good. So that's good. I think it's possible that I can go to college to finish everything I wanted to do.
So how do you feel? I mean, all expectant mothers have an array of emotions, I can tell you, because I have babies myself, so I can tell you when I was pregnant. I had a whole range of feelings. And what are yours?
My feelings are good because, like, sometimes I be feeling my stomach, trying to feel if it's moving or something else that ran away from me. Or I just be sitting down, just like, wow, this is good. It's like, I'm having a child. That's good. It's not good, but it's a blessing to me. It is. That's good.
You scared at all?
Yes, I am scared.
A little scared?
I might not be the best parent I can. So.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And good luck with the baby.
Yes.
Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Makaya is 17 years old. She is 4 months pregnant. She's a junior in high school in Washington, D.C., and she was kind enough to join me here in our studios. Makaya, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. A good experience.